ideas,
stories,
characters,
scripts.
Please make this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Please Make This minisode. We are back with
Let's See Saw.
Let's See Saw.
Creak, 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 creak.
That's the seesaw going up and
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. So this is the sort of seesaw going real fast.
Yeah.
I'm Laura. I'm one of the hosts.
And my name is Nate. I'm the other host.
And this is the sixth saw we have seen.
Count them six, man.
We are really doing it. We are really in, like, we're over halfway
through the Saw
series.
You know, watching all of Saw was not on my 2024 bingo.
No.
But honestly, I'm glad.
We're making great progress. The year isn't even halfway over yet.
I know. Yeah, boy, we had a break, you know, because you were out of town, and then I was out of town.
Well, and then it's like, yeah, and we also spent, so, like, we watched all the first five pretty quick.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And so it was just like, suddenly we had all this time to be like, well, I guess we don't need to watch the next one immediately. And then I got to a point where we released all those, and I was like, well, we could pick it back up.
Yeah.
So. Woof. This one, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The endings, they're always fun.
The endings are always fun.
The endings are always fun. Because, like, this movie for a while, Nate and I were like, so what's the plot here?
Yeah.
It felt like so much setup.
The first 20 minutes is literally cop setting
setup. It's the first,
like,
35, 40 minutes.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like the cops are on to Jigsaw Cop, who is the cop that's now Jigsaw. And he's kind of
getting... Strom.
Strom, right. Yeah. Strom. No, Strom's the one that died.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this guy's name.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, Jigsaw Cop.
Jigsaw Cop.
Yeah.
So they're on to him, but he's also running a trap for an insurance company, which was dead Jigsaw's last dying wish. And I will say that this is the victim I've agreed deserves it the most.
Yes.
This guy is
truly
horrible.
This guy is like evil Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Like
Big Pharma, but it's insurance.
Yeah, big insurance. And he basically just like denies people coverage if they have any sort of pre-existing condition.
It's not even a pre-existing condition. It's like if they've taken Tylenol before.
Yeah.
They tried in this movie too. Like this guy was like, well, I can't give you a claim for this for your heart disease because you had an oral surgery once and we've decided those are tied together somehow. And it's like,
you're not even a doctor.
So made up.
And he has a team, which we'll touch on later, of course, but he has like a team of people who their entire job is to find like loopholes and policies.
Yeah.
So they can like get around not giving people coverage.
Yeah. So, oof. Like, this guy, this awful guy just has a team of awful people working for him.
Yeah.
So, I will say, like, I feel like in a lot of, like, the Jigsaw movies, and I'm like, it's just Saw.
Yeah.
They're just the Saw movies.
But also, kind of, you know, they are Jigsaw.
They're all pieces of a puzzle woven together.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty deep.
Yeah. When you think about it.
Yeah.
Sleep on that tonight, everybody.
Oh, boy. Will I?
Oh, but what was I going to say? Oh, usually when we watch these Saw movies, there's multiple victims that Nate and I are like, wait, this person doesn't deserve this. but this one, I was like, man, this guy deserves it. The wheel of people deserve it. Like, it's just like, there's a lot of really shitty people in
there,
this.
There was the one guy that, well, the janitor didn't deserve it.
No, the janitor didn't deserve it. Yeah, the first three people didn't deserve it. The janitor, the guy who was lonely, and then the woman whose family had a history of diabetes and like had a family, she got to live.
But
sometimes she doesn't deserve to be there.
So one of the traps is like the CEO of pharma has to decide to save either this like woman that works for him or this guy that works for him, and the woman has like diabetes and like bad health issues, and the guy just is his whole thing is he's lonely.
He's also like 25. Like, yeah. He's 25 and like doesn't have any living family, says Jigsaw. And this woman has a history of heart disease in her, or like diabetes in her family, and a husband and kids.
Yeah.
And I will say, this guy only saved women at the end. When you think about it.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe it's because all men deserve to die.
Oh, not wrong.
This guy's a huge feminist.
This guy's a major feminist. That is true. He did save all the women.
Yeah. Well, except for the one woman in the wheel. He saved the one who lied about being pregnant. He did not save the one who lied about being pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he had to like decide between the old lady that had a history of diabetes and this like this lonely guy. And his whole thing, what Laura just said, is like, he's being lonely. And they would just like show photos of him like sitting by himself on a bench.
They had like the same, like, and they were showing like pictures of her with her family and her husband. And then they would show pictures of him on like a different angle on the same bench. As if the art department was like, man, we really need some photos of this guy looking like he has no one to rely on.
They're like, okay, we are shooting this scene tomorrow. We need to hit some pics. We got to print them at Walgreens.
Yeah, it's almost, they were like, hey, Jason, you have a jacket and can we take you to the park across the street?
Actually, though, yeah. Ugh. So, yeah, this guy's kind of like, I mean, he's just, he's taken through the maze of Jigsaw, and he has to make some decisions.
Yeah.
I did, like, this was a pretty cool opening scene. It was grotesque.
Yeah, it was very gruesome.
It was, like, these two people that had to, like, fight it out.
People didn't really come back at the end, did they?
No.
Because, like, normally I feel like with the opening scenes, they usually tie it into the bigger picture.
Yeah.
But in this case, they didn't, now that I'm thinking of it.
She was just, like, the girl that survived. She survived by cutting off her arm.
Because
the whole thing was, like, whoever saves or
cuts off the most weight of themselves wins.
Yeah, and so she just, like, chopped her arm
And then she
off.
Just kind of had a meltdown in the hospital and was like, look at me, I don't have an arm now. And I was like, oh, yeah, we can see that.
Yeah, which prompted me to be like, you know, I know a girl who got her arm amputated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Nate and I are closer together because he was able to tell me that story.
Yes, it's true, yes.
We have fun, don't we?
Yes, we do. So the big theme for this movie was he gets this to decide who lives or dies.
Yeah, so the whole thing is the shitty guy, insurance guy, he has this whole policy that he's made, which is a math equation on who deserves to be covered and given, you know, claim amounts back and who doesn't. And Jigsaw apparently met him at a party forever ago. And for some reason, this idiot guy explained the entire policy to Jigsaw and its flaws. And Jigsaw was like, boy, am I going to get you one day, my guy. And Jigsaw did. Honestly, he did, I feel like, I will say, I think out of everybody, this might be the one I'm like, yeah, Jigsaw kind of has a point here.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I like, though the beginning was a little slow and boring and like, there was like a drop in quality.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I still kind of liked it.
I mean, yeah, like it's like it ended up being like kind of enthralling because I really, you know, the Saw movies always get us. What is going to happen next?
Yeah, truly. Oh yeah, so like Jigsaw's ex-wife or
I don't know if they were ever married because she has a different last name.
Oh, true. Well, her
baby mama,
widow,
late baby mama,
widow. His widow, because he's dead.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't married.
Lady Jigsaw
was given a box of envelopes, and
it was an intricate box to just have envelopes inside of it.
Yes, yeah. And so she's kind of now a part of the game, which still baffles me that she is able to, like, run a medical clinic when her husband is, like, a convicted serial killer.
Yeah,
like she should be on such high watch and not really be allowed to do anything. Like she should just be the number one suspect.
Yeah,
and
well,
yet they're like, oh yeah, go do your thing.
I think they're so estranged though, because I think in a few movies ago we kind of got that the death of their unborn child really tore them apart.
I think there was
always like love between them, so I do think. And they did question her at one point. All the movies are starting to blur together now.
Yeah.
But I know she was questioned at one point, and they were like, she's kind of off the hook because she's so far removed. But now she's back in the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she put the cop, who is Jigsaw cop, in a trap.
Yeah.
And she's like, guess what, bitch? You know, at the beginning we were talking about, or you were talking about how you don't need to be tested. We'll get this. You actually actually do have
to test it. And it's kind of left open-ended. Like, it looks like he survives the trap, but I could see them kind of going to the way of, like, he got out, but he didn't survive.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, like, great. She, her, like, last line is, like, I'm here to carry out, you know, John? Is that
John?
John's last will and testament, and it was to kill him because he set up Amanda from movie 3 to ruin that trap. So that was a fun reveal. It's like, hey, you remember this? He's the reason. Yeah. Turns out, we thought Amanda was just crazy, and she wasn't.
No. Well, I mean, turns out Amanda was responsible for the death of their child.
Yeah.
Because she was like, go do the thing. And she, like, encouraged the guy who...
slammed the door to break in,
since she was responsible. He knew that. Oof, we just get so layered with these.
I honestly I feel like the listener would need to just, like, listen to all of the episodes back to back to back at this point, just to make sense of it all.
Yeah,
because there's almost too many layers now. Because, like, the first three movies, we were all like, wow, these are really woven together. And then the fourth movie was like, oh, wow, we're keeping the train going. Then we're like, wow, fifth movie, new killers. Okay. And I was like, oh, even more new killers and more layering from the things we already know. This is almost like the most extreme version of Yes And.
Yes. Which is ironic because some of these scenes look like terrible improv
scenes. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. I do think... this is just speculation. Me assuming. I think Saw 6 might be, like, where there's, like, a cutoff on this. Because I think Saw 7 is, like, the one that's in 3D, right?
I have no idea.
The one that was, like, advertised as, like, Saw 3D. And it's, like...
yeah, I know zero things about the Saw movies. I'm interested. I've said this every episode. I am interested to see where it goes next. Just because I've never guessed... right.
Yeah.
I also have never made a guess because, like, I really don't know. I have no clue.
And I'm watching this movie and I'm like, wait, who's that character again? And, like, you so expertly tell me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's I remember everything.
That is true. Yeah.
I am so.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, like, I'm content with this movie.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all 10 Saw movies.
Clearly we're in. Yeah. Because, like, we know the 10th Saw movie is supposed to be so good. I wonder, again, if this is building up our hype too much.
I know.
Because I'm like, well, this movie was, like, it was pretty tolerable. So I wonder how good this 10th movie is going to be.
I was watching / listening to an episode of The Bald and the Beautiful, which is a podcast between Katya and Trixie Mattel, the drag queens. And Katya talked about Saw 10, and I was like, oh my gosh, no spoilers please. And all she said was, it's violent. And then, I think I started fast forwarding or whatever, and I was like, okay, well, I mean, that's kind of a given.
Yeah. It's gonna be violent. Yeah. But
is there a trap that you were like, that you would be like, I guess if I had to be in a trap, I'd be in this one?
I feel like the spinning wheel is one, best survival rate, and also the easiest death, like the playground wheel that they did, which was just the six loophole people tied into, like, one of those amusement park spinny things. Not amusement park, playground spinny things that you would just, like, hop on and you can spin it around fast and fast. And then the guy had to choose who to kill and who to live. And, like, two people got to live and the other four people got to die. And it's like, again, that's... not awful odds.
Not awful
still
odds, yeah.
One in three.
I mean, I guess one half would be better odds with the other one, mathematically.
Yeah.
But at least in the one out of three, you got to make your case.
Yeah, well, in the one out of three, you're not tied with barbed wire around your neck.
Yeah.
That seemed pretty awful.
And that death took a second.
Yeah, it was also an awful death, so... That death was pretty awful. But also, we did talk about this earlier. We do think the breathing trap, the very first one.
Oh, yeah.
We think if you just take small breaths, you would just rig it, you know?
Yeah, because, like, every time when they inhaled, like, your ribs would get crushed a little bit. So if you just did, like...
Yeah, we figured if you just do small breaths, it wouldn't actually trigger the thing.
Yeah.
So.
But.
Yeah.
The thing with that one, though, is if you're in that one, you're in it with the main character.
Yeah.
That means you're going to die.
Because he's the main character. So, that's always the thing. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if we were setting him up as the main character, then it's like, just kidding, it's the janitor who's the main character who survived.
That actually would have been really funny.
I would have really enjoyed that. But
a twist at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, that we do a protagonist switch.
And so I guess, like, it's noteworthy to say at the end that the main character, the big pharma guy, is... you find out that, like, the reporter on the Jigsaw murders is actually his sister.
Yeah.
And he comes face to face with the wife and son of the guy that he denied a claim to that ended up killing him.
Yeah.
And so it was actually put in the hands of the wife and son on whether Big Pharma guy or Big Insurance guy lived or died.
Yeah.
And the son decided, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. And boy, did that guy gruesome death. It was horrible.
Spike needles to the back and then filled with, what was it? Hydrogen?
Like acid, essentially. Yeah. Like, they literally, like, it was like almost like a metal crate of spikes, and the spikes were filled with acid. So not only did the spikes, like, slam him into a cage, and then he was just pressed up against the cage with acid spikes pouring through his body. Wonder who thinks of these things a lot of the time. Like, cause I feel like if I had to, like, come up with an idea for a horror movie, I'd be like, and then they got stabbed. Like, I feel like I feel like I've seen all of these movies, and I still feel like if you're like, Laura, write a Saw trap, I'd be like,
That's what we should, we'll make it homework, and maybe the next episode we do, we think of a Saw trap. Like, we can, like, mull it over for a moment.
Yeah. That'd be really funny.
Yeah. And then, yeah. Kind of a fun little twist at the ending with the whole family switcheroo thing.
Yeah, the family switcheroo
thing. It was nice seeing a bad guy die.
It was really nice that Jigsaw actually picked, like a victim that deserved to die this time. Because, again, sometimes he picks people and I'm like, wait a minute, this person is just grieving. or wait a minute, this person just has mental health problems. Yeah. So it was nice to just be like, oh, this person actually is just a piece of shit.
Yeah, and quite frankly, deserved to die.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute, I kind of don't care if this person lives or dies. So that was a different feeling that I had in the Saw movies that we've watched.
Yeah, would agree. But, now we're over halfway through.
I'm content.
I'm ready for number 7.
I'm along for the ride at this point. Nothing can faze me now.
No, truly.
Yeah, except for those weird, pig head with the wigs on that abduct people. I
hate that.
I hate those jump scares every time.
Why forget that they're going to happen.
Because I always forget. I'm like, well, Jigsaw's like a little puppet guy. Why are we putting these weird pig people in?
I think...
It's weird.
Yeah. Pigs are really cute.
But they need this weird human-sized cloak.
Yeah.
Pig people wearing wigs. And they hold weapons, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Make pigs cute again.
Yeah.
Oh, if a little teacup pig just was like trotting out, being like, hi, I gotta come to our little Saw trap.
Yeah.
Wink, 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 wink. Look at my little tail.
Those pigs are so cute.
Those pigs are so cute.
I know people that have them, or I know of people that like have them as like cats and dogs, kind of. Which to me is just the cutest thing ever.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And I think we need some cute content now that we've watched something so horribly gruesome.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly.
Well, any closing thoughts, Nate?
I guess if I were to be on a trap, I would kind of hate to be in all of them, to be honest. Yeah. But I guess I would try to... As much as it would suck, the barbed-wired one, like...
Really?
Because I'm like, well, okay, 1 out of 2 chances of living, and, like, I have a family, so I'd be like, well, maybe he'll let me live.
Well, I have a family, you feel like you'd have a better chance. Unless the final cages that the people were in count as traps. I don't think they do, but if they did, I'd pick those. They don't, nothing happens to them. They're just vibing in a cage the whole time. That's cool.
The trap I'd be in is deciding whether or not the big pharma guy dies. Yeah, which I'd probably be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. He'd be like, this is the only time I get to kill someone.
Yeah, and it's like, just. So, yeah. Well, just in the eyes of Jigsaw. Yeah. So,
Well, yeah, I guess we watched the sixth Saw movie, and now we have to go watch the seventh one at some point, so.
Yes, we will.
We'll be back for that. What is the one with Chris Rock? Which is that number 8?
Spiral, I believe, is actually 9? Or 8? Yeah. Isn't there one called Jigsaw?
I have no idea. I'll look it up, and then I feel like we're at a point that we need to kind of gather our bearings out and know what's coming.
Yes,
because we know that the things are changing now.
Yes, because we are going to have one that was Saw 3D because it came out when 3D was a big deal.
I can't wait to see someone like try to like shove a knife at the camera lens.
That's we're gonna watch it and be like, oh yeah,
That's where the 3D was supposed to happen.
Yeah. Oh god, talk about a fad that came and went.
Man. And the thing is like 3D was popular in like the 80s and then it came back somehow in like the 2010s. And now it's like, I kind of wanted to come back because it's so camp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. And especially in horror movies because they're just like, I'm throwing this weapon at the camera.
And it's like,
and you're like, whoa, it's like it's there.
That's how they advertised it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, great. Then I think we're going to wrap this up. We saw it. Saw it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Number 6, saw it. We saw. It's been seen.
It has been seen. The saw was in sight.
Yeah. I visualized it.
So join us next time.
Great, we'll see you next time for the 7th Saw. We don't know what's going to happen. And if you do, don't fucking tell us. We'll be so mad.
Do not tweet at me. I don't even go on Twitter anymore anyways. So
technically you could tweet at Nate.
And I would say 6 months from now, well, I already saw it. So. Yeah,
so shove it. Shove that little tidbit up inside you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. We'll see you next time.
Bye.